Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Listen here, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Barker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. This is June 4th. 2017. This is a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and Barker Pathways has been on air on RBN for 10 years. Our opening position was to be responsible on one that broke the story 10 years ago about the contaminants in the drinking water, which have been placed by the United States government, the EPA, 1998, and knowing that it caused cancer in animals and in the liver particularly, and leukemia and other type of animals. And so the human studies had been done, increase of cancer of the breast, osteomyelitis, and myelitis in females and bladder cancer in males. I exposed the concept of the science and technology czar for President Obama, Dr. John Holden, for placing the plan that had been planned for several years, putting sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population. And so that brings us up to all of this is on biochemistry. Our show is about medicine, law, other cars in the interrelations of systems. Chloramine causes health damage is on the homepage of RBN. It's been nominated now five times, not four, for health journalism and the Nobel Prize for health journalism, which I didn't know existed when we started. And it's been translated now into 10 languages. It's now in Bhutan, over in the past on the back border of China to Russia. And all that being said, and of course, I'm if you read my bio, I'm one of the world consultants for the Brain Project, which is an acronym for brain research through advanced innovative neurotechnologies, and also the clinical medical person that's licensed. I'm the person of last resort for physicians around the world when patients are at the tail end of where they are, and you know, they've tried everything else, and so they make that secret contact, I call it, you know. And they say, well, how are you today? You know, And then they say, well, we've had this whole system. This is where our patient is. We've tried three different clinics. Nothing works. But, you know, and go through that. And so if I get inspiration from the knowledge base, because I'm a knowledge engineer, according to the Standard Industrial Code for the Uncle Sam. And that all being said, we have, I know a lot of people in England, and of course we have the London attack that has occurred in the past 50 some hours, and we'll talk about that. And the whole facet of things, I for many weeks I've been in real world as a self, imposed medical isolation for inventing various things in stem cell research. So I've not been available to my audience here as much as I should, or to Uncle Sam. And so that being said, to place on the London attack, which I understand 8 people have died as of an hour and a half ago. The total is up. And but President Trump has kept his word concerning extreme vetting on visas. And anyone who asks for a United States visa has to give all social media handles that they've used over the past 5 years, and also biographical information going back 15 years. And this includes addresses and employments and where the travel funds came from even prior passport numbers. And the questionnaire was approved by Office and Budget Management on May 23rd. And this is to increase the vetting of people coming into the country. It's estimated, actually, by my State Department contacts told me that they feel that the visa applicant pool for extreme vetting may come to maybe about 65 or 70,000 people a year. And, of course, you know, Uncle Sam has really the most stringent visa application process actually in the world already. But if the snowflakes, protesters, weak-souled people of this country that have sold their soul out in Congress, if they're going to approve the concept of that, and I'm not being facetious when I say it, if they have the guts to be able to understand what has happened. The one thing about Hillary Clinton, she was right. And I exposed that in a good way in 2012 on this program. In fact, I exposed it for 3 shows. That's a total. There was a time there I had 2 hours on a show. I have 3 hours now, and which I'm grateful to John Stadtmiller and for bringing me on RBN 10 years ago, because we're the only outfit that's water-based and cancer-based. War as a Weapon, which is Hillary Clinton's name, in 2012. All that being said, I'm not supposed to be talked with or interfered with. Uncle Sam guards me completely on every way. And I've been, you know, in terms of the medical, quote, breakthroughs that I've been making, which I think is really more an act of God rather than my mind. But it's taken 4 teams around the world, which I am connected on stem cell research, and that is not my forte. The action was to just, you know, attempt a basic structure of the cell itself. We're way beyond in our work in terms of the consciousness, I call it, of the stem cell, which is what they're working on. And so that all being said, to even talk to me is already a four-month wait by Uncle Sam himself or herself. I'm booked 4 years in advance for people who want to talk to me. I never said that on air, but today I am, because I couldn't be more upset and pissed at the world, even my own country, and the way things are. I mean, to open up a show today to understand that a CNN person on their show called the President of the United States a piece of S, you know, because he tweeted out that he was, you know, going to help Britain and work with that. There's another point. Uncle Sam approached me 2 weeks ago, and they had gone the full money, because we're talking about some of the smartest people in medicine and in science, and they could have gone to, which they did. And remember, I'm about the water. Every people can talk about the water and they can put it in, but I'm into the biochemistry of the water, the process, the politics, and who lives and dies, which is part of the Obama death panel. So, that all being said, I was approached by Uncle Sam, and usually when I'm not giving anything out of school when I tell you this, but it's part of the scenario. People that wear a lot of gold, you put it that way, and they said, "Oh, we don't want to bother you." And they had their little red book, and but the thing is, and when you see the red book, you know you're either talking about another country, or you're talking about a project which is of great importance. And to make a long story short, they'll put it this way: they said, "Well, you know, we know you're in high level recovery, and this will only take a few minutes of your time. And we have an emergency of great proportions in the United States that's life-threatening and is affecting most hospitals in the United States. We cannot operate on people or do heart transplants. We cannot do chemotherapy treatments in hospitals, because we do not have, and we're running out of, sodium bicarbonate solution." Now, that's baking soda for all you snowflakes out there who never took the time to understand chemistry, or a millennial who's only interested in driving around an RV and drinking white wine. Nothing wrong with that. I wish the hell I could do that. I haven't had a vacation in 11 years. That's my fault, but my karma has been placed to be, you know, it's like they said at one time in Stanford, they said he's too smart to be in the class, and I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. But we'll put him in the engineering, medical engineering department for a while. There's a professor that is working on a new energy system of Kwaisong, which is the central core of the inner chakra of engineering of the body, and we want him to go there. We'll put him there for a while, and then we'll find some place to put him. And of course, they talked about me that way. That was the way it was in those days. And so baking soda, of course, is a product which is necessary for surgery, for heart, more than heart, but the whole process of the bloodstream itself. And of course, the raw ingredient of sodium bicarbonate is actually based upon confidential agreements with Russia, and has been for years. sodium bicarbonate is a base ingredient that's found, you know, in your own kitchen or you have it. But it's given to patients when the blood has become too acidic. Now, in order for you to have a process of sodium bicarbonate as a solution, you need water. And the kind of water that you need is a form that's beyond the purified water. And most of the big universities, the Providence Hospital, Mobile, Alabama, for instance, Vanderbilt University Hospital, Mayo Clinic, Duke University, University of Utah, all are on the list. Patients are waiting. They're shuffling patients for the past 2 weeks where medicine is in almost stop. The surgery rooms have closed at Duke, and that was the way it was standing. And they say, well, most of the pharmacies are not compounding pharmacies to make the sodium bicarbonate in using the special water that's needed. And do you have any suggestions to us? In fact, I had this same problem come up in 2014 where there's a shortage of saline solution that are sent to hospitals. And in fact, the United States government took salt tablets off of over-the-counter several years ago because of terrorism. So the solution to how to make for the United States of America main hospitals plus four major government agencies and have that work and figure out, would you tell us how to make this water to make it more into a greater volume. Now, they have all the engineers in the world. Before I went on air in RBM, when I first went on air, I did all my homework. I talked to over 500 main engineers on the contamination of water. I had done all the peer review of 900 medical studies done by the government before 1994. And the whole thing, here I am, in 5 minutes to give to admirals, colonels, three representative Department of Defense, the concept of how to solve the problem of making baking soda with a purified water. This is when you call upon channeling God or any other kind of conceptual concepts and lay their hearts beating and control my heart by mind surrounding your bed. It's the kind of concept of how to do this. And there are many times I've said that I don't know the answer to that. But this time I work on little pieces of paper. I know I'm supposed to be, you know, the other thing, but I walk around with that. And so on a little pad, in this case, it was a little hospital stationery. I wrote three little pages. You get a little stationeries in hospitals. You know, they're all very small. I never understood that, but that's okay. The thing is, I wrote some things down, and I numbered them. I numbered them in Roman numerals. But I did not write them in English because I did not want any of the information to be stolen by interlopers and that may even be sympathetic to quasi-terrorist activity people. So I wrote it in Latin and gave these three little pieces of paper that can't be more than 2.5 inches long and about 2 inches wide. So that's where that stood. And then I gave the codes for a genetic code that can be used with the water to work with it. We're coming up to a break, and after the break I'll tell you the end result of that 4-minute transaction for the whole United States to have surgery. Call number is 800-313-9443, and thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And before the break, I was pursuing a question that had been given to me by Uncle Sam, curious how to have a formation of a section of purified water on a mass scale, since Pfizer and other pharmaceuticals companies were in short supply on confidential agreements around the world for making the baking soda concept, but it's a sodium bicarbonate, but in solution. And when you inject this into the body, it's necessary for various surgeries in terms of the requiring of the blood and the organs to work in the process, you see. So you don't live very long. They're only, if you don't have that injection of that, putting more alkalinity in the blood at that time. The basis of this is based upon a process of making purified water, and the concept which is already well done. But of course, most of the laboratories and compounding pharmacies can only make a small amount of that kind of water per day, even no matter how big the hospital is. So we're talking about ways to do this. So we'll make a long story short. I wrote out a formulation of an innovation to have a generic injectable drug source for water and making water. And I made a comment. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to patent that, and then I'm going to give it to the government for a dollar. And there was, you know, and they knew what the hell I was talking about. So the thing comes down to the fact that that was done, and I had two instructions for three people. One was for Uncle Sam to contact some people that they knew and could make a call on their private phones to other countries, and with one would be in Germany, one would be in Russia, and one would be in England, which was only a few blocks away, by the way, when the contacts had happened on the London Bridge, which is serendipity because that attack on the London Bridge by the suspected terrorists have nothing to do with what we're talking about here. But the idea of the idea that the human blood supply within the body has part of the solution to it, and I'll leave it that way, because it's injected into the bloodstream. So that was done, and but one of the contact people, that has been involved with Mr. Hammer in Russia for how long? Maybe we're talking, you know, 80, 90 years. So, as I understand it, it put forth onto that shortfall of the medicines that had become dependent on the sodium bicarbonate solution. But the water that's involved, of course, is determinations of how you can take various forms of water and try to change the contamination ratios that are involved. And this is very important in terms of the bigger picture, particularly when you're dealing with what I call the biotechnology of water. So that was going on while the rest of the world, the past 2 weeks, was going on. At the same time, we had various things that happen when I give things on the program. And it really affected by what needs to be changed, really, are the forms of contaminants and how the government controls them. And by the way, one of the directions was to give to the President of the United States permission to have the specialized sterile water being made in the United States. As we speak, all of that has happened. What I'm telling you is world-shaking, and surgeries and process have begun. We'll see you after the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Parker Pathways, and I hope that we're able to hear each other. Now, I will bring back the process of sodium bicarbonate solution for surgery and patient care. Of course, you understand a lot of these hospitals were taking on push carts, in turn taking every vial they could find in the United States. And basically, the addressing of the larger corporations around the world are based upon the concept of supply, but you have to pay them. And also there are contaminants that are involved in the water itself. And so within a period of 3 to 5 minutes, I will not say that I helped Uncle Sam on my own. I had to have a lot of channeling and be able to have the Holy Spirit in some form be able to help. There were over the count on the past 2 weeks because of this problem. They talked to everyone, top engineers and the rest of it, to try to solve it. And there were the rough data, which will be known in a few weeks. There were approximately, in the past 2 weeks, a period of close to 10,000 people that died in the United States. In fact, they didn't have surgery because they couldn't have it because there wasn't any sodium bicarbonate solution. This was known in the United Nations, I find out, and also, of course, there are attacks that have occurred in England by quasi-terrorists or anything else you wish to call them. Here we're trying to save lives, and then the people on this earth are trying to take lives, but what are they trying to attack? And I'm going to get into that. And in the process, there were a total of 13 major university hospitals that were non-functional. Surgery rooms had to be closed in the past 2 weeks. And this was a development concept that never made the news. But you hear the news about, let's say, what's the name of that actress, Gifford, who held up the a mock-up bloody head of the President of the United States and then later said that she's blaming, in her own words, old white guys for trying to ruin my life. Because, see, in my day, that would have been a treasonous act. You could never talk about, a process of being able to talk about the president in that form. And if I remember her from the Hollywood days, she was always on wanting to be on the D-list and to be invited to parties and to get parts and things like that. I'm kind of deviating a little with my presentation today because I'm working off my top of my head today. But the whole thing comes down to the fact she did make the D-list. It's a Class D felony to do what Kathy Gifford did. And I'll leave at that to come back to it later. And say that the Trump family is ruining my life is what Kathy Gifford is saying. if it's true that the president's son saw that and thought, he became disturbed with it, goes to his mother and Melania and to the rest of it. Just between you and me, it's my opinion, it's my show. If you don't like it, well, you can listen to another program. Is the way I look at it, and I'm being respectful when I say that. But any mother, Melania Trump here is showing more class in the whole bunch. And, but she comes from Europe, I understand, and I look forward to meeting her one day. And she's just, the way she defended that and I think it's a whole class of people out there like the Gifford, Kathy Gifford, and she really did a class act defending her son's basic neurological reaction to what he saw on TV, if that's what happened. But the whole thing comes down to another issue. Now, I'll tie that in a little bit here. Now, you take in the May shows that I've done, there were two of them last month where I explained what I had explained as a contaminant in the water, and which is 1,2,3 trichloropropane. And this particular chemical compound is a cancer-causing agent. It's called, that's set up by Shell and Dow Chemical for exposures by from the groundwater. And when I put the show together, I was tying in a 1,2,3 trichloropropane within the groundwater system as a result of the siting of fracking, of which under the major systems of the arrangements with other countries, And, of course, the getting out of the Paris Accord, the various forms of compounds of which are contaminants in the world water supply are so great that it's expected that about one-third of the population of the Earth will die just from the compounds alone. And that's not an exaggeration. I have it at one-eighth in terms of the metrics which I put forth on my doomsday clock for the water supply of the Earth, which I did 6 years ago, and will be placed in the Smithsonian Institute in due course. Now, where we are on this is the fact that it made the national news on the 123 fire chloro propane, and of course Dow Chemical argument and Shell's argument in court was the fact that the United States government had not placed a limit on the what is called the MCL, in other words, a limit of the what can use in the byproduct of pyrosulfuring liquid polymers, and that makes up these polysulfides, which you can detect in your synovial fluid of your knees or arms, particularly for the broken bones and the brittle bones and bones in the United States, which the government will not accept. It's a killing agent, and that's used as for polymers. It's in the groundwater and has been there for some time. It's been in the NDMA, which I talked about originally when I went on air. Now, the argument to the court is that since that limit wasn't placed on what would be the counteractive thing, and they used chloramine to say, well, the public health department said, well, you know, you don't have any adverse effects. Remember, I've talked to you about that. It's part of the chloramine caused health damage, and this is where physicians from all the public health areas in certain states, by voice vote, felt that there wasn't any adverse effects from chloramine in the process in the combination of 1,2,3-chloropropane. So this becomes the news in the past 2 weeks as well. And what happens into this Shell and Dow chemical became absolved by the judge. It's like the judge is legislating from the court, which is not legal. It's the same way for the visitation or the entrance rights in the United States by suspected terrorists. It's the same thing. They legislate and they say, well, if Hillary Clinton had put this in to the court, why, we would accept it. And the judge says it. But since it's Donald Trump, we're not going to accept it. So that's what's gone to the Supreme Court. Tied into that is a codicil. Now, a codicil is usually used for a will, but the process is a thing of the amendment system to that. I had already placed an amicus curiae brief. I was the only one in the United States to do it. Think about that. 300-some million people, the top engineers of the country. You got the smartest group of people right now. Of course, you've got, I think it's about 25% of, quote, the smartest people in the United States are from other countries. Go to graduate school in terms of PhD candidates. Most of there's no American in there. Nobody's born in America. They're all from other countries. They have a couple. This one's here. They have a couple. They have a couple at Harvard. They have one at Purdue, a farm kid like I was, you know, and he's making a whole new what's called Mars glass to be able to circumvent a third-dimensional human body on Mars. It's an incredible experiment, which the public's not supposed to know about. But the thing is, for our Mars colonies to go into, you know, what Mars colonies used to be on Mars, according to the Mayan culture. You know, I'm working closely. I analyze this. That's part of my questions and answer series in analyzing projects and paying into discovery. Well, let's get back to Dow and Shell. Now, Dow and Shell has already won their case, right? The judge dismissed it in, what, it was 15 minutes. This is in the past 2 weeks we're talking about, okay? Now, what do they attack? They want to attack me, okay? So, of course, the unions attack me every month because I'm talking about human sludge going into irrigation systems for food. I've got, we've got people that are in the waste business talking about the allocation of food allocations and the do-gooders and all of the greenies and all those people who, in my opinion, they have good intentions, but they're so far away on these understanding the science of the body and how this whole process works. So that that is why Shell and Oil and Soros, Mr. Soros, putting $80 million out there so people can march and parade and go against Trump and resist for as long as he's in office, and having using the various words. So I'm going to give you some words. Now, the words are the contaminants that are in the water as we speak, all right? So I'm sitting on air to Shell Oil and Dow Chemical. On the fourth paragraph of an Adams Curiae brief to overturn a $75 billion suit against you rotten bastards, I would say the thing that I'm saying on air, which is legal, that goes to the Supreme Court. The federal judge is going to be remanded by the American Bar. They can't take those off. Those are life appointments. But the whole point of coming into this, because remember when I started on Parker Pathways, on RBN, I was sanctioning out that there should be a grand jury of science and technology in this country. That's the fact. We have a criminal grand jury. We have a civil grand jury. We have a problem. You can argue all the legal ins and outs that you like. You can talk about how we're all screwed on common law. You can talk about anything you like. But this I'm not bringing in onto the table. I'm talking real world. I'm talking to the press, the fact that people like me, you know how many people are left, I understand, according to Uncle Sam, that are left like me in the United States of America as a knowledge engineer to be able to be, you're not even supposed to know about me. The only reason I got on there is because immunology, the organs wouldn't take, and somebody said it must be something in the water, and everything worked. You had the protein matches, we had, you know, the whole thing, it was something in the water. Well, let me tell you, on air, Shell and Dow Chemical, this is what you're responsible for the killing. We don't know how many people have died. My prayer wheel has always been, I've been on air for 9.5 years, maybe close to 10, and the whole thing, I started the Bhutan and the Tibetan prayer wheel for around the world. And the whole thing for a 28-day cycle, because that's how many days that you extract in your urine, your dead cells, so that your body rejuvenates every 28 to some 30 days. And then you think, how many people would you guess that I've had in a thing? I've talked about this on this program before, and I'm deviating again, okay? But the whole thing I need to tell you, these are listeners over the period of time of Parker Pathways. I know the management says, well, that can't be. We don't have a record of that. Well, because they have gone to emails and gone to other people circumventing the station, so they don't want to be known. They don't want to be having a thing because they get criticism from their neighbors. They get the church comes after them. The city council have United Nations representatives on them now. In terms, this is the way the evolution went. The taking over the city councils, the Soros manipulated financial real-world people. 4,000, I would say in a prayer wheel accumulation of 10 years, about 4,000. Right now, I don't know how many are in the wheel because I haven't been able to be at a computer to be able to answer my listeners and to work. And I apologize from the bottom of my heart for real. It makes me almost cry to think that I can't answer my lid because I'm trying to do breakthrough stem cell, other kinds of work, and I'm trying to help Uncle Sam so that you can have some way to be a contributor in some way to somebody to have surgery, to be able to have, to give their babies in the concepts of milk and the other. It's all controlled. It's all controlled. This is what I'm upset. Okay, I talked to trichloropropane, 1, 2, 3, trichloropropane in the last month, all right? All right, Tushel and Dow Chemical, you are responsible for, as I put to the brief, the chemical contaminants in the water. 1, 2, 3, trichloropropane, 1, 3, butadiene, benzyl chloride, butylated hydrolysyl, captan chlorate, and there are many more. And here we go. We ran through that 20 minutes very quickly, and we're not even getting started. We're not even close to getting started on this Parker Pathways today. We'll see you at the end of the break. 800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
And this is a form that I was discussing before the break, is a form of environmental justice. And the resource councils, which are aware of the 1, 2, 3 trichloropropane in the drinking water, also are also getting scared off because of the big monies that come in on the threats for suppressing this information. And just to say, well, because no one put a limit on it, well, if you don't put a limit on your level, the government does that, the EPA does that, and so my amicus curiae will go to the Tenth Circuit, and one, the formation of the Supreme Court, based upon what I call human knowledge trafficking, which is a phrase that I have created, and I'll tell you why. You see, when I first went on air, I exposed the nitrosodium triethylamine, the NDMA, which I wrote about, and chloramine caused health damage. That closed a little over a third of all water wells in this country. It's a byproduct from gasoline, and so to make money, they went to the governors and said, "We'll give you a cut, and don't cut this off from being in the water for another, in some stage 5 years, some stage 6 years, some 10 years." So what towns did was just close their water wells, and of course there was a perfluorooctane sulfonic acid, which I lay at the feet of other oil companies that are fracking, I'm placing it as a crime against humanity. Now, you might think that I am being excessive about that, but I have been that way since I went on air on RBN. And the only reason it didn't pick up is because of personal notes from the President of the United States at that time, and the fact that saying that I should not be on air, and I think this is when net neutrality was not being discussed. Yet you have people running amok out here who are talk show hosts. I don't listen to a lot of them because I don't want my brain to change. I try to stay focused and then to work it through. Estimate deaths are not calculable on what I just read you on the contaminants, but there's a rough estimate based upon algorithmic metrics that approximately since I've been on air, this is very rough data, very rough data. We're talking about maybe 2.5 million people have died since I've been on air. I should be saving people. I should be working it through so that you can have a thing. And listen, who are in these prayer groups? These are volunteers and listeners who have lost their, they have lost their animals. They've lost their babies. They lost their land. They've had the government come in and shoot their cattle and their dairy herds. They have done, this is what's going on in America and has been this way from the beginning. These chemicals that I've just read you are the ones that I'm placing at the feet and of each corporation. The microbial contamination are the adenoviruses and the enteroviruses, and of course the microbial contaminants which are in the drinking water, the Cryptosporidium Giardia lambda. We'll see you at the second live hour of Parker Pathways. The call number is 800-313-9443, and I appreciate you being tolerant today on the first hour, because what's coming up, you may not like.
Thousands in your arsenal, or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.